Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, Hasbro has another RID 2001 Legacy figure in the pipeline, a bunch of third-party figures are getting teased online, and what the heck is a Swapticon? Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and this is episode 585 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that stared right at the eclipse this week. I'm Rose Charles, a.k.a. Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
Hey, how's it going?
Char, a.k.a. Robo Apollo.
Hi, everyone.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hello, everyone. Let's talk Transformers.
All right. And unfortunately, we have to start off on a bit of a sad note. Last week, we lost one of the iconic artists. He was mostly known for other comics, but that iconic Shockwave drawing from Transformers number 5, that cover is such a classic cover everyone loves. But that artist, Mark MD or Doc Bright, passed away last week. He was only 68 years old, so that's unfortunate. I'm sure his family is pretty sad about that, as anyone would be, and so our condolences go out to his family. There was a really nice tribute to him from his friend and collaborator Christopher Priest. That was published in Bleeding Cool, and so it was just a nice, real discussion of his life and work, and in particular, that Shockwave cover where Christopher Priest at the time was editing the Transformers book, and Hasbro actually rejected that cover because they said it was too scary, and Christopher Priest, who was editing, convinced them, called them up and said they're crazy for rejecting this cover, and convinced them to put it on anyway. So, and we are all, everyone in the fandom is very happy that that happened. And Christopher Priest noted that this cover has been imitated and duplicated lots of times because it's such an iconic.
We're about to get a Shockwave cover that has that cover included. So, like,
right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So,
but he was right. Also, it's terrifying.
And that's the point. But yeah, I mean, so of course, condolences to MD Bright's family. I was actually just just things you notice where it's unfortunate that you don't learn things about people until they're gone. I did not know that he was African American. I didn't, and so you know, this iconic image was an African American artist, a very prominent African American artist with Marvel, and later with some of the '90s comics. He did his own, like I think it was Milestone comics, that the imprint that that he and Christopher Priest did. I also didn't know that Christopher Priest's real name was Jim Owsley. I didn't know Jim Owsley and Christopher Priest were the same person, so that was also a surprise.
I didn't know that.
But
his pen names, so, they're crazy.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that we lost him, and yeah, that's a relatively young age. So it's unfortunate we don't get to, don't get to celebrate him when he was alive, but we can still, honor and celebrate him when he's gone. So, let's move on with the rest of the show. Maybe do something a little bit fun. We are turning into another month, so we do have a Toy Hacks drawing to give away something to one of our listeners, one of our Donatrons. So let's do that and bring the mood up a little bit. So people like free stuff. So let's give away a $10 gift code to one of our lucky listeners. So of course we do this every month. Toy Hacks is generous enough to give us a $10 gift code to give away every month to one of our listeners. Our donatrons are automatically entered, but if you want to enter the contest, you can just send an email to contest@transmissionspodcast.com just within that month, and then you will go in that drawing for the end of the month. So we're going to do the one for March. Jeremy was on leave for the last 2 weeks, so we didn't get to do it last
week. Spring break.
I don't know. I think you've aged out of spring break, Jeremy.
Yeah,
it was my kid's spring break.
So
you grandfathered in that spring break.
I'm not that old. Yeah.
Jeremy, is your assistant ready to help us?
Computer, are you ready?
I'm ready when you are.
All right, please give us a random number between 1 and 68.
Computer, give me a random number between 1 and 68.
Here's a number between 1 and 68. It's 28.
28? DJ Ronan, again.
Oh. Wow.
Mister, I never win anything. And he's not listening live.
I'm so glad that I neglected to inform him of his last win, so I can add these two together now and save myself the trouble.
Mm-hmm. have you sent out the winnings to the other winners in the last 6 months?
Sure. Yes. Let's say that. Yes. Let's say that that has been done.
Okay. All right. As long as I have no follow-up questions, we can just move on.
Congratulations, DJ Ronan.
Yes.
And I will be getting this out to you. I don't know when.
When you get the code, just print it off and walk it over to him.
Yeah, you know where he lives. You can just walk there.
I do.
Hand delivered.
And for all you who, everyone out there who didn't win this week, you can still save 15% off at toyhacks.com with our code Springer. So that's the code for the month of April, because spring has sprung. So use that code Springer, and you will save 15% off all your orders at toyhacks.com. So use that as many times as you want. There's no limit. Cannot be combined with any other codes or promos, but you can use it with your Robo points at toyhacks.com. So feel free to enjoy that. It's kind of like getting $10 if you spend, $150 at toyhacks.com? And then you get $10 free, right? Mm-hmm. So enjoy. All right. Also, of course, last week, our friends John Barber and Andrew Griffith launched a Kickstarter for their new creator-owned comic, Cigna. And it hit its goal in 3 days. So congratulations to John. Amazing. And Andrew. We are very happy for you. Of course, we did an interview with them last fall, and then another one just last month in anticipation of their project. So you can go listen or watch that interview on YouTube where we talk about Cigna and get a little bit of an intro to the project. Get a little teaser. Of course, now that the project is funded, we know it's definitely going to come out. I think it's probably targeted for a summer or fall release. So it'll be a few months, but the Kickstarter is only a week old now at this point. So you've got plenty of time to back it if you want one of the hardcover editions, mm-hmm. of the first issue. And, all the books that are bought through the Kickstarter are going to be signed by John and Andrew. So, that's a nice little
except for the digital one. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. All the physical books you buy will be signed by John and Andrew. So that's a,
we
that's
missed an incentive. You, Jeremy.
I know.
But yeah, so I mean, great. I think we'll have to have them back when the comic is out, so we can do maybe a spoiler deep dive on mm-hmm. the issues when the story's out and everyone has a chance to read it. But, yeah, we were, since we're super special friends, we got to read the issue early and, you know,
it's really good.
Yeah. So thanks to everyone who backed the Kickstarter and congratulations, to John and Andrew. And there's still time to back it if you want it. Still back it. It's, you know, got plenty. You got 3 weeks left to back it.
Yeah. All of us backed it, right? Because I know I backed it immediately.
Jeremy's backer number one.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow, that's cool.
When I backed it, you know, no one else had backed it yet.
That's cool.
I think Daryl has not backed it. He's slowly inching out of the frame Daryl. Here. Come on, Daryl.
FOMO.
I didn't back it yet. I'm sorry. I want to do it, but I haven't had the chance to back it. There's been a lot of Transformer pre-orders, and I'm starting to catch a little heck from the wife about the money I'm spending, so I'm going to be a little bit more,
well, you know. This is future money. They don't actually charge you until the Kickstarter ends.
That's true.
Right, but it's going to end, and it's going to charge.
Yeah, but that's future Daryl's problem.
Yes.
Yes, past Daryl is conscious of future Daryl. So,
because see, past Jeremy is a jerk. Yep. He doesn't care about future Jeremy. Yeah.
There's still time to back it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, now let's move on with the rest of the show and talk about some toys with quick hits.
All right, and we're going to start off this week by talking about Ocular Max. And boy, it seems like a long time since we talked about this company. This is the subsidiary of Mastermind Creations, and they are putting out a figure. We've got prototype images of this, of their Infinity. This is their IF-02 Stray, and this is a drift crossed over with a vehicle mode from the manga Initial D. Never heard of it. I looked it up for this story, and yeah, it looks like it. So a few years back, Mastermind Creations came out with their figure Stray, which was a drift figure based on like a Cybertronian like alt mode, and now they're coming out with another Stray through Ocular Max, but this one is now crossing over with this manga. If you are a fan of the Initial D series, which I guess does also have an animated series, then you may be interested in this figure because it looks fantastic. It's a Transformer, it's Drift, and it's also Masterpiece scaled, and it's the alt mode from Initial D. There you go.
You have I have no idea what Initial D is. Do you know what Initial D is?
It is a mangas.
Mangas. I know what it is. So I know what it is. Yeah. So it's a manga. It's a manga. It's an anime. It's an arcade game. I used to play the arcade game and it had really cool music. Or what I thought at the time was cool music. So I will buy this. This is a buy for me. So.
Wow.
Is it a mecha anime or is it like a, what's the subject of the anime or the manga or story, whatever?
It's drift racing. So, with drift racing, do you guys know what that is at all?
Like drift, like Tokyo drift.
Yeah. It's when the car slides in the turns and then the tire, it wears out.
Handbrake. It's handbrake drifting. It's a handbrake sliding. Yeah.
Yeah. The tires wear out really quick, but drift. So see, there's a lot of puns in this. this looks really cool. Like I will be buying it. So
that's a really small image. Neat.
I have the music from the game stuck in my head. Thanks. So next up, we've got news. This is from Evan Brooks' Instagram account. He's one of the folks that works at Hasbro and is on the live streams. And he's in their marketing department, right? Or is he one of
the... He's a designer.
He's a designer. Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought initially, but I'm sorry, Evan, if you're listening. But yeah, he's one of the toy designers. He shared on his Instagram some like a photo of the Studio Series 86 Swoop, and he wrote a message about it, you know, saying like, "Hey, I hope you enjoyed the reveals." You know, through WonderCon for Studio Series, and he posted a bunch of images of the toy design, and we're going through them right now, and it's very exciting, you know. And then so and we have Swoop in his alt mode with Grimlock, and yeah, it's just, this is just really exciting. We're going to have our full team of Dinobots. I'm very excited about it. You know, the pre-orders sold out very quickly from what I heard. I wasn't able to get one. So, yeah, so check out this Instagram post by Evan.
It's funny looking, like, it looks like to get the robots in the right proportion, Swoop is like the biggest pterodactyl ever.
Yeah.
He looks very big compared, like looking at with the one with Snarl and Swoop in dino mode, where Swoop just, he doesn't look that big compared to Snarl in the cartoon.
No,
maybe Snarl's just a small Dinobot or dinosaur.
Yeah.
I mean, these creatures were extremely large in real life. So I think there's some merit to this.
Yeah.
All right. Well, also on Instagram, Mark Mayer, brain fart.
Yes.
Yeah. Mark Mayer posted about our favorite grumpy Autobot Gears and his new figure that's been released. And he has some official images here. And these look great. He was talking about how, because he was on the poster for Legacy, they wanted to make sure they got him a new figure. And one of the things that they did with, you got the Soundwave and you got that little, like the Core Class Soundwave that came with the little, is it, Laserbeak or Ravage tape?
Mm-hmm.
The back of it looks like the, what do you call it? The Gears Grumpy circuit disc. And they have an image here of like Optimus holding it. So if you wanted to like replay that one episode with your figures, I thought that was kind of neat, but
interesting.
We got a lot of really cool images. This looks like a really great figure. And I love that we're getting all these behind the scenes looks and that they're letting the design team be more open about the process.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is a mode here. Mysterians from the original line that, you know, Gears came from. You can, like flip it up to make it look like the original.
It's got the M.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
cool.
What a cool detail.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next up, we've got our old friends Iron Factory, known for their legend scaled figures, and they've been doing a samurai line. So taking classic Transformers characters and reimagining them as samurai. And now we've got their latest figure, which is EX-75 Ozaru Shogun, which is Optimus Primal. So Optimus Primal as a samurai in robot mode and then transforms into a samurai gorilla? Sure. but it looks really good. He comes with two blue swords that kind of look like lightsabers, you know. And you can even hook them together to make a like kind of a staff. But it looks very, very cool. You know, if you are really into Japanese samurai and you ever wanted to reimagine Optimus Primal as a samurai, this looks like the figure for you. So, yeah, if you're really into Beast Wars or really into samurai, check it out.
I will say, in robot mode, having those faces on his arms looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and our listener Alex, who's listening, who's watching live, says a simian samurai. That's
there you go.
Awesome, awesome alliteration, Alex. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and up next we've got Fans Hobby MB-22 Skyflame, and that's the Armada Jetfire, and we got color prototypes of this thing. We're getting real close to having I don't know what he was called in Armada, but the Omega Optimus, like everything all combined. Whatever this thing was called. They've got the Armada Overload, and the Optimus is already out. So, we got lots of cool things here. So the Jetfire here looks great. We've got the little mini con. It fits perfectly with the Overload. So you can have the Optimus tow Overload and Jetfire, use Overload as a shuttle carrier. It looks really, really badass. And, I don't think we don't have any pictures of him all combined up with Optimus, but you know, it's going to work like that. That's the whole point. And so, I can't wait to see some of these pictures of what people get when they get all these things together. This is going to be a pricey figure with all three of these because they're huge. So, it's going to look great.
It looks like the combined mode with Optimus was just called Jet Optimus.
That's it? It's terrible.
Wow, I know.
I'm not sure what the fully combined name was.
But. They were out of imagination that day.
Yeah. Omega Prime was already used in RID. They couldn't reuse the name.
No, I guess not.
I guess.
Unheard of.
Yeah. Two characters having the same name. Where I heard this debate recently. All right. So we're going to move on to news of Dr. Wu's DWE02M monitor, which is shattered glass sound wave in DW-E116 Soundmaster shattered glass blaster. These are color prototype images that we're looking at, and Dr. Wu is a third-party company, and these are MicroMaster scale figures, which are between 5 and 6 centimeters tall. So this is more like Legends scale.
It's smaller than that.
A little taller. Okay.
No, smaller.
Smaller. Oh, so smaller. Okay.
Yeah.
So these are very tiny, but we're looking at images now, and they're really detailed. So. These are redecos of their previous line of figures. So we're looking at the pictures now. This is of Soundmaster, which is their shattered glass blaster with all of his cassettes. So, they look really detailed and pretty articulated for their size. I would be very curious to see these in person. The cassettes are non-transforming as a heads up. So they're just in their standard mode, not the cassette mode. And there is a limited 2-pack of 1,000 units worldwide. So if you are a fan of shattered glass, consider getting this for your collection.
For an example, this.
Me. Okay, let's see how small
this is. Their regular sound wave, and
oh, wow.
This is a chapstick thing.
Whoa, so
they're very small, but wow. They're very awesome. Mm-hmm.
So, is it pretty? It's pretty articulated.
Oh, like it's amazingly articulated.
Okay,
it's really cool what they did with this. I love these. I have a few of them. They're great.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. So, okay, you heard it from Jeremy. He has the Soundwave version of this. So,
mine didn't come with any of the little mini bots, though, or any of the tapes.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have leaked images of a figure I'm really, really looking forward to. This is the Legends RID 2001 Cyburn, which is a repaint we've been expecting from the universe or the Cyberverse Shadow Striker mold. When that figure came out, we immediately knew that we were going to get this one. And even though it's just a recolor and a new head, I think this is probably the design that the mold was originally intended for, because this looks fantastic. You can see on the screen from the animation and then how the figure's going to look, and it just is almost spot on. We have some other images here of, I guess the size, the car's, the top of the car is the shield on his arm. I'm not sure where the little portal plastic thing is from, but this thing looks fantastic. And I'm just, if I have any complaints in these pictures, and I'm sure we'll get to it in a second, the vehicle mode, he was supposed to be a really fast looking race car, and the vehicle mode is a little disappointing to me. See if I can just go right to a vehicle image. There we go. It's okay. It's just, it leaves a little bit, maybe it's just the legacy version of, you know, everything is a little bit G1-ified. But here we have him with like the Nemesis Prime in the show. And I think this is just fantastic. I cannot wait till this comes out. But these are leaked images, not official. So hopefully we get them soon.
All right. Next up, we've got some more Legend scale figures, and this time from New Age Toys. So they've got two new Minibot figures. This is Huffer and Pipes, or for New Age, H-58 Balin and H-59 Dwalin. If you are a Lord of the Rings fan, you get it. So, or I should say Hobbit fan, because that was in The Hobbit. So these are two dwarves. Two dwarf brothers were named Balin and Dwalin, and the group of dwarves that accompanied Bilbo on the adventure to get the, you know, to kill the dragon.
I don't remember them from the movie.
Well, Balin is Gimli's father, I believe. So, do you remember Gimli from Lord of the Rings?
I do. So. It only counts as one.
All right. So, yeah. So, I mean, if you are a fan of Huffer or Pipes, you can take a look at these. Of course, these are legend scale figures, so they are small scale figures, which is appropriate for minibots. They are pretty detailed and pretty accurate to their G1 character versions. Huffer was one of my first Transformers that I had as a kid, so he always has a special place in my heart. Pipes is fine. He's a good guy, but the thing I remember Pipes most for is getting smashed by Overlord. So, you know,
Pipes was a complainer.
So he deserved to get smashed by Overlord? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Shut up, Pipes.
The Lost Light version of Pipes wasn't a complainer. He didn't get deserve what happened to him.
No.
But yeah, so take a look at these New Age figures. If you're into the New Age legend scaled figures, you can add these to your collection.
All right. Up next, we've got a new Masterpiece scale figure from DX9. This is Red Storm. And by the name, you'd think this was a Seeker, but you'd be wrong. This is a G1 Sideswipe figure. And we've got prototype images to show that they're working on a new Masterpiece scaled Sideswipe. And yeah, it looks really good. We've only got three images. Two in robot mode and one in alt mode. And yeah, it looks really good. If you can recall the Masterpiece official sideswipe, it's very good, but it's got this the really big chest because they really didn't do anything with the chest. They just took that car chest and, you know, flipped it down, and there you have it. That's how it worked. This DX9 version, they have gone ahead and made a transformation in the center of it to actually shrink it down to a robot scale and make it, you know, somewhat, you know, proportionate to the body.
So they figured out how to not have a faux chest?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, the official Masterpiece one didn't have a faux chest either. It was just huge. So I'm really interested to see how this looks in you know, real, you know, official colors, because that Lamborghini red looked fantastic on the official Masterpiece version. So I hope that they can pull that off here. It doesn't appear that this is going to have rubber tires. The official one didn't have rubber tires either, but I was kind of hoping that this DX9 one would have them. But either way, it looks like it has its gun and a really crazy hammer and I don't know, what's the pile driver end on it?
I think those are components. Like, I think there's the one thing where his hand had that spike thing in the end. I think this is just a combined mode for storing a bunch of the components.
Mm. Cool. Mm.
That's clever.
Pretty badass looking hammer.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's it looks neat. And if you always thought that the, you know, the Lamborghini Masterpiece from, like, the real early days of, you know, official Masterpiece figures was a little off, you might want to keep your eye on DX9 because they've got something in the works that might fit what you're looking for.
All right. Well, our last topic is a rumor about an upcoming toy line that Hasbro is dropping. So this comes from JT Prime 17, the well-known leaker who hangs out on the TFW 2005 boards. And apparently there's going to be a new gimmick line called Swapticons. And it looks like these are two-figure-in-one characters. So think punch counter punch in one figure. I mean, that's my guess. But the listing mentions several different sets of characters. There's one Optimus Prime and Ultra Magnus, which makes sense to combine those two figures. Megatron and Shockwave, which I can see that. Bumblebee and Hot Rod, that's interesting. Grimlock and Snarl, Cheetor and Tigatron, again, that's a no-brainer. Starscream and Thundercracker, also a no-brainer. Seekers all look alike. Nemesis Prime and Clench, which I guess are, you know, just repaints of Optimus Prime. Shadow Panther and Ravage. And then Wild Jungle Mission 5 pack, which I guess 5 Swapticons in one. We don't have any pictures yet to see what these Swapticons will look like. They could be interesting or they could be kind of chintzy. We don't know. You know, sometimes Hasbro comes out with the gimmick figures that are, you know, basically for the low end, you know, the shut up toy market for the kids. So we'll have to wait and see what these are going to be, but it seems interesting. At least it's an interesting idea for a gimmick, but we'll have to wait to see what the execution is.
In my mind, it's like swapping like arms and legs from one figure to another, but that's just a guess as well.
Yeah,
these might all be non-transforming, so that would be unfortunate.
Or if you look at what they've done with the Junkions, where you know they can still transform, kind of. I mean, maybe they've expanded onto that.
Yeah, that could. I mean, that would be a positive execution for this idea. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we'll see. All right. Well, that's all our toy topics for this week. So let's move on to trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right. Trips to the Store is powered by our friends at TeePublic. So you can get all our Transmissions merchandise at TeePublic, at our TeePublic store. I've got the bad guy logo. Char's got the good guy logo. Mm-hmm. We've got Transmissions in the middle.
Yep.
So lots of good shirts at at our TeePublic store. So just go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic. Anything you buy through that link from TeePublic will help out the show. So you can buy our merchandise or any other merchandise on the site. Just make sure you use that link, transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic. All right. I'm going to go first this week because I don't have a whole lot of stuff. And I got some comics. So I got Void Rivals number 8. We reviewed this last week in alt mode. No Transformers in here, Daryl. Sorry about that. It'll be all right.
No, you're not. I promise.
But I also, I was surprised to see my comic shop was carrying some alternate cover reprints. And I know Daryl will probably already have this or is actively looking for this one. This is the Megatron Transformers number 4 Megatron cover. So I really like this image. I think this is really cool. So I'll pick this up, and I hope I hope it's not too long before we see Megatron looking this badass in the comic. Currently, he's not in great shape in the comics.
Yeah.
So we hope he gets back to leading the Decepticons at some point. So, but yeah, did you find that cover, Daryl?
Hmm.
<I don't know. laughs> Non-committal answer.
I guess we'll have to see to the end of this segment. We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
All right, Jeremy, you're up next.
All right, I just have one thing, a pre-order that came in today, so I haven't opened it yet. But I got Origins Wheeljack from a Target pre-order.
Nice.
I have horrible luck finding things in stores, so I just decided I was going to order it online and came through. So happy to get into this and open it up.
You had much better luck than me. I pre-ordered 2 Origin Jazzes last year from Target. They never showed up, and they showed up in stores. I just bought them in the store and canceled my pre-orders.
Yeah, I've seen people that were finding it in stores before I got this, but happy. It was even delivered today on a Sunday, so it's great.
Awesome. All right, Char, you're up next.
Yeah, so I'm slowly opening a bunch of figures I have. I have like a huge box of figures I've been opening, so I'm going to start off by showing Legacy Chase. So Chase is from Rescue Bots, and I actually really enjoyed Rescue Bots. I watched it during the pandemic, and this is a really great toy, and I believe it's an original mold, which is great because, a lot of the times for Transformers, as we all know, they reuse the molds. I'm very happy with this. I'm so glad I got it, and I'm really glad to hear that there are other Rescue Bots coming out, and hopefully we get the main cast. So very fun transformation, very good toy. Next up, I have Studio Series 86 RC. So I finally opened her, and she suffers a lot from what a lot of the fembots have, which is the backpack. So I'm gonna have to figure out if there's a way I can remove it when I have her in robot mode, because she just looks like she's ready to go on a hiking trip. hopefully they can figure out how to refine these transformations, especially with the majority of the fembots. But you know, I do think she does look movie accurate in regards to her robot mode minus the backpack. So I'm glad I got that. She's my main RC, but now we're going to compare us with another fembot, which is Crusher. So this is so Mike Seibert helped me track this down, getting her back in November. And so this is the Velocitron, I think it's the Velocitron 500 Crusher. She is really cool. She shows up in her vehicle mode. Great transformation. To me, this is a good example of like incorporating the elements into the design of the figure and of the character in the robot mode. I'm very pleased with her. So thank you, Mike Seibert, again. So that's all I have to show today.
Awesome. I think that the Studio Series RC is a repaint of the Thrilling 30 RC, I think. Yeah.
It's very similar.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Daryl, we finish up with you. Will that Megatron cover show up? That's a question.
Well, I do have some comics that I want to start off with. I meant to show these off earlier, but I forgot because they were on the ground. I got, Charles, you help me with these. These are my CGC comics. This is our comic we got done and got it done by CGC. I got a 9.8 on it. So yay, it's done. yeah, it's kind of cool to have this done and then encased, in carbonite and then, it'll stay like this forever. And then we've also got one of the one in 100s here at a 9.8 as well. Look at that glare. Foil cover in there. Yeah.
Foil cover encased in plastic. Nothing but glare.
It's crazy. So yeah, it's nice to have those. I'm really happy to have those in my collection. I don't do a lot of graded comics. I have almost 11,000 comic books and I think I have 5 graded comics. So yeah.
None of those, two of them are ours.
Yeah, three of them are ours. I did one myself.
Oh.
As far as comics that I have new this week, I did also get Void Rivals, number 8. Same cover that Charles got, just the main cover. Wasn't going to do a lot of crazy crap because there's nothing really to do with this book. It's just nuts. Did get a second print of issue number 4 of Transformers. This is the Jazz cover.
Ah, nice.
That's nice.
Yes, it's the Jazz cover. So I am on a mission to get all these second printings because the covers look really cool and they look really great next to each other. And with that being said, I also got the Megatron cover. So
nice.
Yeah. And this thing looks pretty badass too. So I do have, as of right now, I have all of them. All of the Transformers second prints. That one booth at TFCon LA really helped me out. There's one, I mean, I was thinking back on it. I was actually looking at comics last night and, I don't have, and I specifically didn't get it, the Skuxoid second print one. Just cause I was like, this is nuts. Why am I getting a Skuxoid? He's not a Transformers character, but he was in the Transformers. Not anyway, it's my internal rationalization prevented me from buying it. So I did get a couple new toys this week. The couple pre-orders showed up at GameStop here in Canada. And so I do have Cybertron Universe Starscream.
Oh.
Actually picked this up today.
Cool.
And so this will probably sit on a shelf forever because I have no place to put anything anymore. On that note, this also showed up because this is G1 Triple Changer Sandstorm.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah. So this just came out as well and picked this up today. This thing is pretty big. It's a leader class figure, with all three modes. I'd really like to mess around with this, but then again, I got to find a place to put it afterwards and I really don't have a spot. So. It's so much easier to cart around in a box, so I may just leave it in the box for now. I am in the midst of moving shit around in this room, so hopefully I'll have a spot to put
more Transformers out soon. But that's it. That's all I've got to show this week. Yeah.
Could you hang him from your ceiling in helicopter mode with his little like rescue cage thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think I could probably do that.
Yeah.
Alex is our listener. Alex is going to make a run with you, Daryl. He's doing all the Jason Howard covers for Transformers Void Rivals, Duke, and Cobra Commander. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not doing the G.I. Joe ones. I just said no to G.I. Joe.
You set a boundary.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and Alex, I'm sure there's going to be a Scarlet and Destro covers too, so you'll have to add those to your list. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's all for our trips to store. Let's move on to some feedback.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right, so we're going to get into some feedback from last episode. We had a fair amount of comments on YouTube this week. So let's see. From Nathan, he said, so in reference to, we talked about a lot of those leaks coming up, and said Daryl's deja vu was justified. A lot was covered in episode 579, Mega Leaks, but I think this list adds more about the studio series. Personally, I'm looking forward to Superion. Also, it's interesting that it's going to be the Primes again after we had Power of the Primes a few years ago. So yeah, Daryl, your brain was not lying to you.
I felt like it was, we were saying the same things over and over again. I'm like, this seems very familiar. Although, at this point in time, after 10 years of doing this, everything is familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like how many times have we talked about a Devastator third-party combiner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we should have gone back and cross-referenced the list to see what was new and what was not new. But
it requires effort.
Few folks commenting on the Jinrai. So yeah, $750 was too rich for a lot of people's blood. Our listener Stewart, who's been commenting a lot, says, yeah, seriously, that is more than unicorn. He misspelled Unicron. That's okay.
We sure appreciate you pointing out his spelling error, Charles.
and we do it all the time. We're laughing with you, not at you. We've all done that.
I've done it before.
Yes.
I know many people were upset when Hasbro had the Beast Machines Battle Unicorn figure. Discover it actually was a unicorn.
Yep. Shane Shooter 9550 also says $750. You can get the Robeson one. Which, when it was first offered, you could. Now they've raised the price, you can't anymore. But yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Jason says MP60 is just Power Master Optimus Prime, and the MPG-09 still comes with Jinrai to make Super Jinrai. Two bots, one trailer. If you get both, able to swap out Jinrai for Prime. Okay, so I guess you can just get the MPG-09. You don't have to get both, to combine them together. You'll get two cabs if you buy both. But I mean, why would I buy
Transformable? Right?
Yeah. Why would I buy the Power Master Prime with no trailer? I mean, the whole point is he combines with the trailer, right?
Yeah.
I was so excited when like you guys were talking about that, and I was upset that I wasn't on the show, and then you get to the price and I'm like, oh, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. You're like, I'll just be happy with the Power Master Prime I already have. We have Power Master Prime at home. We're not getting McDonald's Power Master Prime.
No.
Still have the Titans Return one that I haven't opened.
Oh.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I haven't opened the trailer, the Gaijin Rai part.
And also, this is again Shane Shooter. They say, I gotta get 3 Ghost Starscreams, one for robot mode, one for alt mode, one for my girlfriend who loves all things Starscream. So this is another member of the Starscream Brigade. So they're in good company with Char and DJ Ronan. So
that pleases me. I'm glad to have another comrade join the club, Shane.
All right. So that's all our feedback for this week. Thanks, everyone, for writing in. Yeah, leaving comments on YouTube is a great way to leave feedback. We do also have our widget where you can send us a voicemail if you go to our website, transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. Yeah, that's a fun way to do leave a comment too. You can, if you're still reading blogs, you can go actually leave a comment on our blog on the transmissionspodcast.com website. I don't think anyone's done that in several years.
But if you see on Mastodon, like, you can find our post, reply, it'll put a comment on the blog.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you did. You tested it out to make sure it works. Yeah. But yeah, so if you go to our if you find us through Mastodon,
at www.transmissionpodcast.com on Mastodon.
Okay,
it's not easy. Nothing on Mastodon is really easy.
Yeah,
find us on Threads. We're on Threads, Blue Sky. Some of the sites, that's a letter.
Go to our website and then add some extra steps and then you can get to the Mastodon page.
Yes.
But, I wonder why Mastodon never really took off for some reason.
I wonder why.
All right. But yeah, thanks everyone for writing in. And that's it for feedback this week. And so that takes us to the end of the show. Of course, at the end of every show, we give a shout out to our Masterpiece Donatrons. These are the folks who continue to support the podcast at our highest level on Patreon. So that's why we give them a mention in every episode. So thank you once again to John 4X Lemongood and Demon Tech 82. And of course, we love all of our Donatrons, so if you would like to help support the show and become a Donatron, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support, and that's where you can sign up. All our Donatrons get lots of perks. They get access to bonus content, including our exclusive show, We Like Big Bots. There's 12 episodes of that available. Daryl and Dr. Pants had a plan to record some more, but I think work obligations screwed up those plans, so we'll have to see.
They may not be completely screwed up. Okay. So,
I mean, yeah. If you want more, just start back at the beginning and listen to them all again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife is super happy with me that I'm flying back home early and may podcast that night as well. So,
yeah. Your priority.
Oh, honey, you're coming home early just for me? What?
Yes.
A podcast?
You're with your friends.
Can you have dinner ready? Because I need to come home, eat, and podcast.
Hey, Sundays are your commitment to your friends in the podcast.
She'll be like, by the way, I've... you know, made up the couch all nice for you.
Yeah.
That's right. We got a new
and
one.
No food.
Quite comfortable. Sometimes I prefer it.
Yeah.
Because the bed is quite cold.
Yeah. There's nothing like a good couch, honestly, like for napping on. Like, there's something about that that's like, you can't really beat that.
Especially if it's your only option.
Yes. Yeah.
You kick it out of the bedroom.
For all of everyone listening, we like to joke, but us gentlemen here are married to saints. So, mm-hmm. Honest to God, living saints. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Especially That's Charles.
True. Yeah. I mean, my wife's giving him a run for, or giving Charles's wife a run for her money, because I got all this crap behind me that just is just turns a blind eye to. She's just like, oh, it's in the room, and he closes the door. I don't have to see it, and I don't have to think about it. So
yeah, mine is like, I'll try not to go downstairs.
Yeah.
That's good, though. They support your hobby.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise, they'd have to talk to us about Transformers, and they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, we've also got our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust, where we have bonus episodes that go up a week before the main episode. But this week is a main episode. So we've got episode 112, The Bot Who Escaped. That's available right now at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. That's available for everyone. That's the regular edited episode. Next week, you will get episode 113 early if you are a Donatrion. So, you'll get it a week before everyone else. Of course, we still have our Skybound Transformers number 1 exclusive cover with artwork by EJ Sue. You can order that now at transmissionspodcast.com/comic. And we will send that out to you.
It's Starscream too. So the listener commented about their girlfriend needing Starscream content.
Okay. It's a great gift.
Yes, it is a great gift.
Maybe you need 3 of this comic.
Yes.
3 copies. All right. I think that's it. Let's finish up here. Of course, Char, thanks for joining us this week. Anything you'd like to promote before we sign off?
It looks like I'm going to TFCon Toronto. So yay. So I'll be hanging out with most of the fine folks here on this podcast. Like Jeremy, you'll be missed. Gotta figure out, I know. I'm very excited about that. And it's my first TFCon since before the pandemic. So the last time I went was TFCon 2019 in DC. So it's been a while. I do have commissions open. So if that's something you're interested in, getting some artwork, you can find out more information on the site formerly known as Twitter, and then Instagram at RoboApollo. And I'm also on the Transmissions Discord, which is transmissionspodcast.com/Discord.
All right.
I got it down.
The Toronto TFCon is, if you've never been, you should try to go at least once. It's different from the US ones and like in just a little bit, but it's got its whole own vibe that's really cool.
I'm very excited about it. Very, very excited.
Yeah, and it'll be great. I think we have not seen you ever in person, so this will be great. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I think, well, knowing you, like, I think I might have seen you guys at TFCon Chicago in 2018, but I didn't know anyone then.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know anyone then. Like, I showed up to that convention not knowing anyone, so.
That was like one of my early, I think BotCon 2011 or 2012, where I like ran into Vangelis, and at that point I was just a listener. I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it'll be exciting to meet in person.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, everyone. Thanks again for watching and listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.